a nice, short, simple module this time. You'll be pleased to know property losses. So how do we treat losses in our property income in our self-assessment computations? So property losses. So if the rental income is less than the allowable rental expenses, then obviously we have a loss. But this loss is not shown in the self-assessment calculation. It's shown as a nil profit, and that loss is then carried forward and offset against the next available property profits. You will remember from the previous module we talked about, we lump all the properties together. So if in this year you make a profit on one of your properties, a loss on the other, then we net those off against each other before we come to the final property loss or profit. But if it is a loss, we can't take off any other income for this tax year. It's got to be carried forward, and it's got to be offset against the next available property profit from the future years. So let's look at an example. Craig has property income and expenses as follows. 17, 18, 18, 19 and 19, 20 were given. So 17, 18, he has income of 10,000 and expenses of 12,500. So we can immediately see a loss. 18, 19, 15,000 income, 13,000 expenses. And 19, 20, 16,500 income and 12,000 of expenses. And we're asked to do his taxable profit. So it would look like this. So he's not brought any losses forward in the 17-18 tax year. However, he has made a loss in that year. So his taxable property income is shown as nil, and he's got this loss of £2,500 to carry forward. So when we take 18-19, we'll see that he's made £2,000 of property income, taxable property income. However, he's got this £2,500 loss that he's been carrying forward. So he gets to use the 2,000 of that, showing a nil taxable property income for the 18-19 tax year, leaving him £500 of loss to carry forward, which he then uses in the 19-20 tax year, giving him a taxable property income that year of £4,000. As always, there is a question for you to try and an answer below this video. As we go through these modules, the questions get longer and longer. And unfortunately, I can't fit the question in this box anymore. So you can download the question below this video and also the answer below this video.